Track 9. So, let's have a closer look at exactly how these nets work and trap water in the air. Well, the first thing to remember is that these nets can't work in places where there isn't a lot of humidity in the air. Thanks to Lima's position trapped between the Pacific Ocean on one side and the Andes Mountains on the other, the large fog clouds are where this water is trapped. So, Abel Kruis decided to invent a way to access this water which was there, but not in liquid form. The nets have small holes which trap the water droplets suspended in the foggy air. Thanks to its structure, the small drops can fall down the net into a pipe under it. Of course, on the mountain, Abel Kruis has constructed and connected a network of 60 nets. The water that is caught by each net links up to this larger network and fills a group of large water tanks at different points on the mountain. Each net can trap anything between 200 and 400 litres a day, depending on the weather conditions. So, that's a lot of water from the sky. It's enough, in fact, for 250 families who live in poverty on the mountain to have clean running water to wash, and also to water and grow their own food. This is a real, practical way to help poor people get themselves out of poverty, one drop of water at a time.